Way back in the 16th century, cancer was discovered. However, now in the 21st century, you have discovered the cancer-kicking mindset of Aidan Murphy. From fighting a beast of inoperable cancer to battling the caustic mindset that very much comes with it, allow Aidan Murphy to enter your moment, where his experience can help you deal with this life-changing event. Just go to AidanMurphy.com, where this fighter's engaging and dynamic blogs and podcasts are waiting and wanting to hold your hand and help. AidanMurphy.com, a real inspiring home in a virtual world.
Welcome aboard Captain Murph's latest podcast, where Aidan Murphy will bring you on another cancer-kicking journey. Strap in, we're about to take off.
Hello there, and you're welcome along to podcast number 9. And this is recorded on the 5th of November, 2017. The 5th of November, hang on a second, that's my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Aoife. You're a big 10 today. And congratulations. I promise I won't eat all the birthday cake. I'll leave some till you get back from your party with your friends, okay? So, welcome along. And as I said, podcast number 9. Let's see what's in store this time around. So, what have we got in store for you? Well, what did I do in the last week or the last few days? I've been a busy little boy. I brought my cancer kicking talk to a door that couldn't open unless I kicked it in and had help from the inside to open it as well. Of course, I'm alluding to my talk that I did for the inmates of one of the prisons in the country. And I had 35 sets of ears listening to me, which I thought was great, and it all worked out brilliantly. Of course, the message I was trying to drive home, and it's an important one that probably only me in my position could do similar, and it was like, we all have life choices. Perhaps it was a life choice, or probably was a life choice, that put you behind bars or brought you into custody. You know, well, you have life choices. I'm actually missing one of mine right now, and that I don't have an end date for when my illness will get better. You know, so use your life choices very wisely. I haven't got one, and I, you know, you think it happens to somebody else. Well, it can happen to you because it happened to me. So, and I do believe genuinely that that penny did drop with all the inmates that gave me their full attention, to be fair, for the whole talk. So, also in this podcast, I've got a new little twist to it. It's called Murph's Two Peas in a Pod. And it's basically where I chat or interview to a friend of mine who would be of a similar or like-minded disposition to myself, possibly hence that we're good friends, and have a chat to them and maybe introduce them to you and see what comes of it. So, I hope you enjoy that part for as well. That's coming up next.
Time for Murph's Two Peas in a Pod.
So my first, I won't say victim, I'll say friend, my first friend for my Murph's Two Peas and a Pod section of my podcast is, well, let me put it this way. If I said to you, I'm in Ratbeggan Lakes, and you can hear the noise in the background and the ambience of the place. If I said I'm in Ratbeggan Lakes, it'll come out. Obviously, there's no surprise to you that I'm with my good friend and fellow business colleague, if you like, in Dunchoughlin, Dave Robinson. Dave, I appreciate you taking the time out, and thanks indeed for agreeing to be my first victim or friend for Murph's Two Peas in a Pod.
I'm delighted, Aidan, because I've followed your entire blogs all the way through since the start. And the idea of the two peas in a pod is superb, because since way, way back, since we met first, really, we've bumped into each other on various ideas. And in fact, one of the things I remember really well was the two of us sitting in Lawless's pub in the middle of the village in Dunshaughlin, and you showed me how we were able to book a day's fishing on my website, which is one of the first websites in the village, really. And we were able to sit in the pub and book a day's fishing. And from that, technology has advanced. And what was that, for maybe 15 years ago?
15, 20 years ago. I think it was the first mobile phone in the village that probably booked it for the first website, which was yours. So that worked. That worked out, Dave. And it was one of those kind of moments, you know, that, yeah, this is going to happen. And now here we are 20 years later, doing similar things but in a different fashion. I'm just back from a road trip, my own little road trip to Italy, where I got to fly my St. Pio balloon. Before I went, I was obviously, being a friend of yours, Dave, I was following, you had a private WhatsApp group set up because you were on your own little road trip abroad, which inspired me to put my little WhatsApp group up for my little jaunt to Italy. Can you explain what your road trip means to you? I'm employed by PayPal now, a bit off sick, but we come from a self-thinking background and probably independent background, not relying on people to do things for us. What did your road trip mean to you, Dave, and how did you deal with it?
Well, effectively, I was notoriously bad at taking holidays, because being self-employed and in the economy as it's been for the last 10 or 12 years, I couldn't let go of the steering wheel to take time off, because of the fact that certainly in the summertime, as a park, we're extremely busy and I really can't leave because I'm everybody's daddy when they're here with their kids and they have to be minded. So a couple of years ago, I decided there's no real reason for anybody to stay in Ireland in October. It's the dullest month we have. So I started to make plans to take my Land Rover off on a tour. And as I was putting that idea together, a couple of people said to me, "Oh, that's great. Oh, make sure and send me photographs and tell me where you are." So having light knowledge of WhatsApp, I started to put it together. And last year was the first group I did. And this year I did it again. And it's important and it means a lot to me, because you're communicating with friends that you know have a genuine interest in what you're at and what you're doing. But it also gives you a chance to show them the sort of things that you benefit from when you're on one of these breaks. Now, I was never, as I said, the sort of person that would entitle myself to 2 weeks holidays every year. In fact, there was at one stage 5 years went past without me having a break of any longer than 3 or 4 days. So with great encouragement from Mary, I set off on this trip, and I travelled. I did over 4,000 miles this year, right down through France, right down to Spain, visited a lot of friends, slept in a tent on the roof of the Land Rover. It's very, very, I'll give Aidan a photograph to put up if he wants, but it's certainly the sort of kit that draws a lot of attention when you pull into a campsite. And to be honest, and I said it to somebody the other day, you saw me lying on a beach in Spain, I was actually doing deep business thinking. So it was a good break.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I as I said, Dave, I appreciate when I see your posts up. First of all, you don't post unless there's something to say or you have information to give, or a nice picture to share. And as I said, it inspired me to do similar for my own little trip to Italy. Again, going back to our own backgrounds, you know, we have this ability to think outside the box. Laterally, I think I might have a stupid idea, but I'd share it with you, and all of a sudden, my stupid idea, you put a bolt onto it, and it becomes differently, or vice versa. Do you think are we born with these abilities, or do we learn them? Where did I get mine? Where did you get yours? And then can we use that for our own? Getting back to the health, can we use that to be mindful of our health as well as our own business ideas and acumen?
I think really the whole thing boils down to what we're doing now. It's communicating. So you're communicating your own maddest idea, and if you're sharing it with like-minded people, of course nuts and bolts will get added onto it, and something that you might see as, you know, maybe a potential, somebody else might look at it, come back to you with the idea and say, "No, Dave, if you do it this way, this will work." And that's been, and you and I have both done that with various other friends where we are like-minded, and I think really you're born with it. I don't know that you can develop a sense of entrepreneurship. I think you either have it or you don't. But going back to the communication thing, communicating ideas, but more importantly, the actual whole deal of men talking to each other. And I'm just going to share with you a little thing that I set up with a mate of mine. I do this with a couple of mates.
Yeah.
Men are notoriously bad about talking about their health or talking about how they feel. Somebody says, how are you? You go, yeah, I'm grand. Well, a friend of mine a couple of years ago went through a really bad patch. And instead of ringing him every day to check how he was and becoming a pest, I said to him, come here, I'm going to do this with you. Every time I see you or send you the odd text, I'm going to ask you this simple question. Where are you today on a scale of 1 to 10? If you say 6 or 7, that's fine. Everything's good. But you can very easily just go, 2. And then I know we need to talk. And it's a really simple way for men to not have to get into the gory details of how they feel. But if you say to your mate, where are you today on a scale of 1 to 10? And he goes, oh, I'm 3 and a bit. Then you know you're, it's an opening to talk and chat. Yeah. And communication is everything. Especially, I really believe in that.
Especially with men to men, as you say, we're all the same. Listen, I really appreciate that, Dave. I'm synonymous with my podcast. I've never really listened to a podcast because they were always an hour and a half long, and I wouldn't have the patience, even if it wasn't a long drive, to listen to one that long. My podcasts are generally 12, 15 minutes long. So I'm going to wrap this two peas in a pod, the inaugural two peas in a pod up now. I really appreciate you being the first one, and in fairness to you, doing this at short notice for me as well. And I'm going to use one of my favourite sayings, Dave Robinson, it's been a business doing pleasure with you.
Well, thank you, Aidan, and the same applies.
Thank you. So there you go. Podcast number 9 is nearly finished, and number 1 of my Murph's two peas in a pod. I hope you enjoyed that, or perhaps even got something out of it, because I certainly did. So, next week, well, I have a CT scan coming up on Tuesday, I believe. Tummy's a little bit awkward right now, so I'm praying and hoping that all is well in that department, which I'm sure it is, but you know what? A picture speaks 1,000 words. I need to see that scan. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. Hopefully the next one will be sooner rather than later. And right now, I'll just sign out with a little plug for my website. Thanks, folks, and chat to you soon. Captain Murph signing off for this one.
Stay connected with Aidan by heading over to his website, aidanmurphy.com. From there, book Aidan to give an inspiring motivational talk to your workplace, college or club. Read his popular blog, tune into his podcasts, follow him on Twitter and LinkedIn, or simply catch up with him on Facebook. AidanMurphy.com. A real inspiring home in a virtual world.